You're listening to the Sabrina Philip Podcast. In today's episode, I share a mindset reset that you are your own safety net. Keep listening.
You're listening to the Sabrina Philip Podcast. In this show, online business coach and self-made millionaire Sabrina Philip shows you how to do entrepreneurship your way. She moved to Bali with just $800 in her bank account, and 1 year later had scaled her business to seven figures. Sabrina has been featured in Forbes, Business Insider, Goalcast, and Cosmopolitan, and is a contributing writer for Entrepreneur. Using her signature intentional, manageable, profitable framework, Sabrina helps women make millions online. Currently living in Scotland with her two doodles, Bonnie and Clyde, tune in each week as she reveals the best tips, tricks, and strategies for creating the intentional life and business of your dreams. Here's your host, Sabrina Philip.
Welcome back to the podcast. In today's episode, we have a nice, short, and sweet episode for you. This is a mindset reset that you are your own safety net. Now, the reason why we're doing this mindset reset, where we're kind of, you know, looking at this common mindset, limiting belief, and finding a way to reframe this is, I think especially as women, there is sometimes this desire that stems from childhood that we want to be saved or rescued, or we need some sort of backup plan. When I was first starting my business back in 2016, I remember reading Unleash the Power Within, or maybe the book itself is called Unleash the Giant Within. I think the Tony Robbins event is UPW, but the book is The Giant Within. And in the book, he talks about needing to burn your boats. And there was some sort of specific story associated with it. I couldn't tell you what, but basically there's these people on a boat. They want to go take an island. They burn their boats so that they can't go back to them. They can't run back to them. They have no other option but to take the island. And for me, what that represents is I need to close my exits. So in relationship therapy, Imago therapy specifically, it's a very structured type of relationship therapy. One of the steps to finding success within that relationship, assuming it's a healthy, respectful relationship on all sides, is that you have to close your exits. So people will find exits in terms of, you know, I'm going to go out with the guys every night, or I'm going to, you know, play video games, or I'm going to, you know, keep talking to that guy friend who I know kind of ambiguously likes me. So we have these kind of mental exits of here's how I check out of my relationship. So you have to close your exits so that you can actually face what's going on in the relationship and find connection there. I think that's also the message of burning your boats. You have to burn your boats so that you can't go back to them. You can only go forward, right? And so I think that for me has provided me a lot of stress sometimes of like, oh my gosh, but there is no backup plan. There's no backup plan. There's no exit. And I don't think we need a backup plan or an exit, but I do think that it helps to know that we have a safety net, and that safety net is not another person. That safety net is not another job that we could go back to. That safety net is ourself and our ability to be resilient and to bounce back. So I want to remind you today that you have survived 100% of your bad days, and you have absolutely everything that you need inside of you. There's no secret answer or secret backup plan outside of you that you need in order to be okay. You are able to move through any challenges that you face. So I want to go ahead and give you some homework in today's episode, which is two things. First, I want you to really lean into this affirmation of I am safe. I am safe. I am safe. I am safe. There is a lot of fear that comes up with being an entrepreneur because there is inherent risk, right? That's really what entrepreneurship comes down to. It's taking risk. It's building something that no one else can see, but you can. You see something that's not there and you build it and you make it happen and you manifest it. And that can sometimes look a bit crazy to people who don't get it because they don't see your vision, but that's, you know, it's not their vision, it's yours. I totally get that fear is going to come up. And also, you are safe. Now, the exercise that I want to go ahead and give you here, though, is this idea of fear versus threat. So your fear when you're starting your business might feel like an absolute level 10 of what if it fails. But what I want you to ask yourself is, what is the threat? So let's say you start a business and the business doesn't work out. The actual threat to you is maybe a 4 because you have savings, you have a CV, you have whatever ability, you're just going to keep going. Even if you wanted to get more niche than that, let's say you have a launch. I see this a lot with launches. And one of the reasons why is people work launch to launch. They don't really think about what's coming next. But let's say the launch doesn't work out. We don't want one bad launch or one bad month to take us out. And so much of that often is mindset. It's very rare that we're actually risking it all on one launch or one week in our business. It's typically a collection of many, 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 many things that need to go wrong for there actually to be some sort of crisis that comes up. But even then, you can work through that and you have survived 100% of your bad days, and your safety net is your own mindset, your own trust, your own resilience, your own ability to bounce back, your own desire and commitment to keep going. And that's the piece that I really want you to lean on, is just knowing that you have everything that you need inside of you and what actually is the fear level here versus the threat level. So let's say you launch a course, it feels level 9 scary that no one's going to buy it. What actually happens if nobody buys it? Level 2, threat, nothing bad is going to happen to you. Maybe you feel a tiny bit embarrassed, but nothing actually bad is going to happen to you. And then you just keep going and you launch the next thing and you keep going. And so that exercise, I think, is really helpful to figure out scale of 1 to 10, what's the fear versus scale of 1 to 10, what's the threat? And being able to, again, just find that peace, find that comfort, find that safety net within yourself. I hope that this episode was helpful, and I'll see you in the next one.